Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Darnell Reed is the owner and chef at Luella's Southern Kitchen and the host for this year's First Bites Bash tonight in Chicago. Before we talk about that, let's talk a little about Restaurant Week. Chef, good morning. How does Chicago Restaurant Week help restaurants throughout the city? Let's talk about that.
Well, it helps us overall because it just brings awareness that, you know, because people forget about us a little bit in January. So Chicago Restaurant Week kind of reminds people that, you know, that we are, that we're still here, and we do need the support, because it's like after the holidays, and usually from January, beginning of January, people don't really think about restaurants again until maybe Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So like, adding Restaurant Week in the middle of that actually helps a lot of us.
Yeah, we call it Restaurant Week, but actually 17 days and special deals, not only in the city, but also in the suburbs. Do you have some tips for first-timers for Restaurant Week, Chef?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity, number one, to, yes, visit your favorite restaurant, because your favorite restaurants, they're probably going to offer some sort of a special. But in addition, I usually would like to go to somewhere new as well, like, January is the perfect time to find a new restaurant that you could venture to because of the same reasons, because a lot of restaurants are putting their best foot forward because they know that this is a great opportunity for customers to come and find them, really, discover them.
All these restaurants, all these special deals, and it's a lunch and dinner at some of these places, Chef?
Yeah, some of the places are lunch and dinner. At Luella's, we're only offering dinner, and some places even have brunch as well, I believe. But yes, so it's like dinner, it's like meal packages, lunch packages, dinner packages, and some even brunch.
And what's the best way to get the information on this, to check out menus, find out what restaurants are participating, how much the meals go for, and so forth?
You can find it on the Choose Chicago website. So Choose Chicago website has a list of all the participating restaurants, and it also has all the info as well, like the price, the menus, and things like that.
Choose Chicago, the city's tourism arm. And tonight we mentioned First Bites. A few years ago, I went to First Bites. I thought it was phenomenal. It was kind of like an indoor mini Taste of Chicago. And I know this is going to sound very appealing to people, so I guess we should say up front here, can anyone still get a ticket for this thing tonight, or is it sold out?
Unfortunately, the tickets have sold out. Well, I would say unfortunately for anyone who does not have a ticket. But so yeah, the event is already sold out. But there'll be a lot, as you mentioned, a lot of different restaurants to choose from. It'll be a great time tonight.
Yeah, it's at the Field Museum, and you are kind of in charge of this thing tonight, aren't you?
Oh yeah. So we'll be. I'll be there as a presenter, and I'll also be there as the host. So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone tonight.
It benefits
a lot of my restaurant friends.
Yeah, a couple of meaningful charities are happy about this, too. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, one of them in particular is the James Beard Foundation, which James Beard has been, the awards has been in Chicago for a number of years now, but James Beard itself, they've always been active in helping restaurants and helping chefs just stay noticed and benefiting restaurants and things like that. I think they've been around since like the foundation has been around since, I want to say, the, I don't want to be wrong, but I think it was like the early 90s. But James, mm-hmm. So James Beard, in turn, they help restaurants, and now we're going to help them out as well. And as far as being able to donate to them, and Kitchen Possible is an organization that I know directly. I work with them directly. They empower minds of children through cooking. So it's basically a I would say like a mini culinary school for young kids. And the thing is, they kind of teach them like life lessons through like working in the kitchen, organization and cleanliness, things like that. So it's an organization that I really believe in.
And I see the list of participating First Bites Bash restaurants tonight. One of them, Gene and Giorgetti's, reminds me, we have such a great tradition here. We have so many iconic treasures, restaurants that have been with us for a long time, part of the fabric of living around here. And it's so great that places like that survived these tough times through the pandemic, don't you think?
Definitely, yeah. It was tough for all of us. I think a lot of restaurants, after COVID was over, that was the way we felt. We were like, okay, you know, we survived it. It was something to survive. Unfortunately, like, we all didn't, but hopefully, just like the First Bites Bash is back, hopefully we start seeing people come back. We see some return.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the staffing problems you guys have at different restaurants and how it's a little more difficult sometimes to make reservations. What would you suggest? I'm not just talking about Restaurant Week, but any time as far as getting into places you want to get into when you want to get in there.
Yeah, you're right. That's been a little bit more difficult. Each restaurant handles it differently, but we actually just kind of go the old-fashioned way. We take phone calls, emails, and we make the reservations list. But it's true. Like, a lot of restaurants are short-staffed. Even if you thought you were short-staffed in 2019, you know what I mean, before COVID, things are a lot different now. It's, like, a lot more difficult. So this is, like, really, really, I would say stressful, but I think we kind of figured our way right now. A lot of restaurants mm-hmm. are pivoting. Mm-hmm.
And before we let you go, give us a quick 30 seconds on your place, Luella's Southern Kitchen. Where is it, and what's the best thing on the menu, in your opinion?
Okay, so Luella's Southern Kitchen, we're a southern restaurant in Lincoln Square. Luella is my great-grandmother. She's from Mississippi. My favorite item on the menu is the shrimp and grits. We're offering some smoked duck confit for restaurant week. So we have a lot of good things, but my favorite is shrimp and grits. The biggest item on the menu that sells is the fried chicken.
Yeah. You know what? Can't go wrong with a good fried chicken. All right. It's sure. Chicago Restaurant Week. It starts tomorrow, runs through Sunday, February 5, 16th annual Restaurant Week, with 361 participants, 33 neighborhood restaurants from the city, 38 suburban restaurants. So go to Choose Chicago, go to the website, and get all the information and make your reservations in a hurry. And it's great to talk to you. It's Darnell Reed. Good luck with the First Bites Bash tonight, Chef.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.